is adorable, he is charming, he is magnificent. His Tepori language rocks the world. Girls are really mad behind this person. Yes, friends, we are talking about this enchanting person that has rocked the television world by his unconventional style. Meet our very favorite Alec, aka Arjun Bijlani, or should I say Kedi of Left Right Left? Oh, hi Arjun, welcome to India Forums, and this is your host Keith.
Hi.
Arjun, I have to tell you that you have a huge female fan at India Forums. And all of them are just too excited to have you here.
I'm excited too, man, to kind of convey messages to my fans and speak to them.
So Arjun, tell me, how do you manage to woo all the females from around the world? क्या राज है ये कि आप सारी फीमेल्स आपके पीछे दीवानी है?
अभी इसमें कोई राज तो नहीं है, हाँ, लेकिन बस मेरी मेहनत है. 16 घंटे शूट करते हैं और लेफ्ट लेफ्ट वाज अ गुड अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी. और जिस तरीके का मौका मिला है मुझे, तो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी एंड आई एम सो हैप्पी दैट पीपल आर लाइकिंग माय वर्क एंड दे अप्रिशिएट इट.
अर्जुन, पीपल आर नॉट लाइकिंग योर वर्क, दे आर लविंग इट. I mean, people are just going gaga over you. I mean, you're like one of the biggest television star now.
Well, I don't know about television star, but yeah, I'm just started off and I'm kind of making a mark. I'm trying to find myself a place among all the other, you know, great television stars which are there already.
Mm-hmm. All right, Arjun. So we start off the show. And I will read out this message by this lovely girl called Lovely Angel, who lives in Canada. She says, the moment I saw you in Left, Right, Left, I fell in love with you. You got a great body and personality, and I love the Tepori style you follow in the serial. And you act so well that it always makes me smile and blush. Hope you have a great future ahead, and I love you.
I mean, this is one of the best compliments you've got, and I would like to tell her thank you very much, and keep watching Left, Right, Left and Alec.
Yes, I mean, we have whole list of questions from our members, so let's start it. Okay, my first question is, Manjot wants to know about your experience in Left, Right, Left. Tell us about...
Who wants to open the name of
Manjot? Manjot, she's from Canada again, and she wants to know she wants to know your experience working in Left, Right, Left.
Well, Manjot, it's been great working in Left, Right, Left since 7 months I've been shooting for it. It's a tough job because it's not like a usual show, Sasbo types. It is very unconventional, and we have these drills which are so tough to do. I mean, you know, although they come in cuts and, you know, bits and pieces, while we are shooting it, like, you know, it's really tough because I'm carrying a cycle for like almost 8 hours in a day over your head, or eating eggs, or, you know, lot of things, you know, climbing those mountains and all. And we don't even have like any safety. We don't take the safety in a harness or anything. So everything you see is real.
Oh my god, so like all these...
It's really adventurous and it's good fun because all the, all the guys, the four guys that we are in Left, Right, Left, we all are like young, and every time such a scene comes, we all are excited and we like, you know, kind of plan it, okay, we'll do this. And of course, our director Anshuman sir, he helps us a lot.
So like, were you always an adventurous person? Like, did you ever imagine that you have to do so much stunts and that too in television?
Yeah, I am a very adventurous person. I love traveling. I, you know, so many times when I used to take off on my bike for rides and or drives, and I love doing that, trekking and stuff.
So is it like Ale came very naturally to you, all the actions and all these tough sequences that you guys do?
No, actually, Alec as a character is totally different from what I am.
Okay, yeah, that's another question of ours. I mean, are there any similarities?
I'm not a caddy. I'm a good civilian.
I mean, especially people have a thing about your lingo. I mean, the lingo that you use in the serial They mm-hmm. want to know whether the same kind of lingo you use in the real life.
No, I don't. But sometimes, naturally, it just happens that, I by mistake use it. So, like, once I was sitting at home and my mom just she was cooking, she was making, serving me food. And I was by mistake, I like, Mamma, apun ko roti de.
I know, since you're playing this character, you've actually gotten into it. So it must be coming
yeah,
very
naturally. I've gotten the skin of the character of Alec because, you know, now I don't, sometimes whenever I'm on set, I don't think like Arjun, you know, I think like Alec only. In my reactions, the way I talk, uh-huh. everything is like Alec. I mean, it's like a different personality altogether.
I'm sure. So, like, tell us about any funny moments on these sets of Left, Right, Left.
Funny moment.
I'm sure there must be plenty.
There are many, but I'm just thinking which one would be the best. This one time we were shooting and there was this one hole which was made in the ground. Okay, and we all had to step into it. And, you know, they are going to fill the whole thing with sewage, you know. And dirty water, and that's like a punishment we've got. And what happened was, when I was getting down into the hole, the water was already there. So when I got into it, I kind of just tripped, and I almost like my whole face was into that dirty water.
But they actually put dirty water?
Yeah, because see, the thing was made in mud. Now the hole was made in mud. So, on the ground. So, when they pour the water, as
it'll get muddy, yeah. Okay.
So, they put some dirty sewage type of, I don't know what it was. Really? And then you put that water and then we had to get into that. And,
So, you had a good shower after that, I'm sure.
Of course, we were like, we were bathing like for 1 hour.
Oh my god.
And then, because for the next shot, we had to change again and stuff.
Okay, this another serious question. It's like when you were signing for this serial, didn't you think that the USP of the show is Rajiv Khandelwal and you might get sidelined?
No, not really, because when I heard the story and I heard my character, I was just thinking about my character. I knew that Rajiv was there and I knew that he's being a captain and the stories about these six cadets. So, you know, and Rajiv, he's great. I mean, he's not a person who you can really, kind of envy or feel, like competition or nothing. He's a sweet guy and that's the best thing about him.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to interact with him as well and he actually seemed a very down-to-earth guy. I mean, no starry tantrum. I mean, he's really, really down-to-earth. Okay.
And he's fun to be with also.
Is he like a total chiller? In the sets, like you have all the
He's a total chiller. But when it's work, otherwise we all are chilling, yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't behave like a captain on the sets, does he?
No, not at all.
Okay. That's really nice. Okay. Now, there's another message for you. Hi Arjun, you are doing a really good job as Alec. Are you somewhat like Alec in real life too? I mean, talking in the same lingo or anything, are there any similarities between Arjun and Alec?
The only one similarity between Alec and Arjun is he's very short-tempered and even I'm very short-tempered. That's the only similarity. And as far as lingo goes, yeah, sometimes I might use this lingo by mistake, but otherwise I can't use this lingo in my daily life.
I know, it's too tapori.
It's too tapori.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's fun.
I mean, come on, our Munna Bhai is based on that tapori language and it's like a phenomenal success.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Minnie wants to know, whom do you get along best amongst your co-stars?
Who I get along best with my co-stars? I get along with everybody, actually. The best would be, I get along with Priyanka, I get along with Kunal, I get along with Huda. Yeah, get along with this Aparna. Actually, I'm not the kind of person who will have this thing about best and non-best and, that kind of thing. I really get along with this one. I mean, we all get along really well.
So it's like a big family. Big family of friends. Okay. So like, do you all hang out together even after the shooting? Or kaafi hota hai 16 ghanta ek din mein?
Nahi, 16 ghanta matlab shooting ke baad kya hang out karenge? Shooting ke baad usse sona hota hai. So we hang out on the set. We have so much fun on the set in between breaks and stuff. We are playing dumb charades, we sometimes play cards. We have a lot of fun on set.
So is it like guys bullying the girls? Because it's a tough sequence hota hai, so I'm sure like you guys might bully the girls there. Okay, you can't do this. Or is it like, no, girls are equally good there?
No. Honestly speaking, Priyanka as well as Pooja, they both are very strong. I know it's really unusual to see girls doing these drills because it's so tough. And the way these two girls do it, it's really phenomenal, yeah. It's unbelievable when I see them doing it. It's nothing like, because you don't have an opportunity to really bully them because they're doing it, If they couldn't do it, we could have bullied them. But they do it so well, so.
Okay. So that's really nice to know. Okay. Farah Rabi from Bangladesh wants to know, how did you enter the television world? We all know that you were a model before, so how come television?
Television because, I was just sitting at home one fine day. I come back from an audition. I got a call from DJ's office and they called me for an audition.
Was Remix a stepping stone? You were before in Remix?
No, it was nothing to do with Remix.
Okay.
Remix was, I had just done Remix because it was just a small thing. I just wanted to see how it is like. What is this whole, and that time Remix was doing very well and stuff. So I thought it would be nice to be a part of it. That was a good role which I had got. So I just tried my hand on it and I liked it. And then Left Right Left happened and although it was a long process, but yeah. Here I am, Lalit, Arjun Bichwani, whatever you call me.
So you always wanted to become an actor or it just happened by chance?
No, not always. When I started modeling, it was just as a hobby.
Okay.
Pocket money. And I basically wanted to do business.
Okay.
But then certain, personal things, personal reasons, then I decided I'll make acting as my career. And just trying to do good work.
Well, you are so absolutely hit here right now. I must tell you that. Okay. Angelic Eyes wants to know, if you were given a chance to play some other character, male or female, in Left, Right, Left, what would you choose? Or kaun sa character aapko bahut
pasand hai? Female, I would choose Naina.
Naina, okay. I really like her.
And, yeah.
So I really like her. I really like her character, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very intense character, Naina's character. A lot of fluctuations.
I said, what about Huda? I mean, he keeps playing pranks.
Huda?
Yeah, Huda.
Huda is a rock star, yeah. Huda is he's a good friend of mine. I know him since, even before Left Right Left.
Okay.
I know Huda, so, because, and we've been friends since then, so, he's chilled out and we both are actually the ones who do a lot of musty on set and pulling somebody's leg or the other, that kind of thing. Like in the show, we do that even otherwise.
Okay. So like talking about the show, is Naina your favorite character, like apart from yours?
Naina's character is my favorite character and Rajiv's character is my favorite character. Amongst guys, it's Rajiv's and amongst females, it's Naina's. Because both are so intense, as far as their characters go. Which is, if I had an opportunity, I would definitely be one of them. And I love Alec's character.
That's obvious. I mean, I mean, the way you portraying Alec's yeah, character is really good.
Yeah, because I love Alec because he's so different and he has his own style of talking. He has his own way of doing things, handling things. And although Alec has changed from what he was before a little bit, you know, he's kind of become a little bit friendly and, you know, has a little bit funnier than that too.
Okay.
But also in his own little way, you know what I mean?
That was much needed. I mean, come on. How much time can you play that guy who's unapproachable? Thoda softness to dikhane
ke liye. Yeah, I know. So that was just that was the way, you know, that was his background. So he was like that. And this time, you know, time is the best healer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So your favorite dialogue in the series? Any favorite dialogue of yours that you love saying it?
My favorite dialogue. It's a long one, actually. Yeah, when I had spoken to Ali about my mom during that Independence Day episode, when I told him that जब अपुन 10 साल का था, अब अपुन को याद है कि ये एक अब तुमने एक ही तिरंगा एक ही वो इंडिपेंडेंस डे सेलिब्रेट किया है ऑल दैट.
हाँ, आप थोड़ी टपोरी भाषा में बात कर सकते हो, मतलब आप मेंबर्स विल लव हियरिंग दैट.
क्या बात कर रहे
हैं?
बहुत शायरी होंगे नहीं तू है?
ज्यादा शांत पति नहीं करने का. ओके.
आलेख से पंगा?
नहीं नहीं, पंगा नहीं लेने का. ठीक है आलेख.
पंगा नहीं लेने.
अपुन एक मैसेज बोलने का है. ठीक है.
बोलो. एकदम झकास मैसेज. एकदम
एकदम झकास मैसेज. ओके. हियर कम्स अनदर वन. हाय अर्जुन, माय नेम इज मिनी. And her IF name is Rajiv Pihir, and I'm your biggest fan. I love and adore your character in Left, Right, Left. You did a fantastic job and made Alec so popular. I love your style, attitude, and your bindas dialogues in Left, Right, Left as Alec. I wish you all the very best for your future and always do good shows.
Thank you so much for this wonderful compliment. I promise you all that I'll keep doing good work and Alec will keep entertaining you all, and I hope you all keep loving him.
Okay, another message for you. Hi Arjun, I'm Sarah and I like your work in Left, Right, Left. You are an adorable and true friend of Naina, but want to see you as her love too. I find you so cute and your smile is so sweet that I'm ready to see you as next Rajiv Khandelwal on television. And this is to inform you that Alec is the most lovable character in Left, Right, Left after Rajveer.
After Rajveer. That's again a compliment. That's a compliment.
No, I mean like...
No, I'm glad.
I mean...
Actually,
he's an older actor.
Rajveer and me, there's no comparison because he's a different me altogether. I mean, you know, I'm going to take some time to reach where he is. But slow and steady, let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've already reached that level. Like, people are comparing you with Rajiv Khandelwal. I mean, he just took everyone by storm, but somehow even Alec's character has got a lot of depth.
Yeah, I mean, the character is very strong, but I think it's just people's, love and, the like which they have for that character that they're comparing me to Rajiv. But otherwise, Rajiv is Rajiv, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll reach there or no, I won't, I don't know. But, I'm in the process and, God willing, let's see what happens.
Okay. Now, this is Farah Rabi from Bangladesh, and she says, I have a huge crush on you. I love your killer smile. Your acting rocks. Wishing you all the very best for your future. And please, 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 could you say me, I love you with your sexy voice?
What's her name again, you said?
Her name is Farah Rabi.
Farah, I love you.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'm telling you, Arjun, you have a huge fan following in India forums. I mean, all the members, the moment we posted up that Arjun Bijlani is coming on IF, I mean... people have just gone mad. They're like, wow, we love you all for having Arjun on the show. I mean, they just truly love you. And it's really nice to, you know, read and see all the lovely messages that they have posted for you. I mean, it's really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it too. Yeah. I mean, you know, receiving and getting to hear such messages, because that's what keeps an actor going. You know, his fans, they are the ones who make him what he is. And anybody for that matter, can be any star. Yeah. It's the fans, it's people who make a star.
Exactly.
It's not Arjun who's made Alec a star, it's the people, it's the fans who made Alec a star.
Oh, that is so sweet. This fan, Cool Girl, I mean, she has something really beautiful to say, and I hope you love that. She says, love your character of Alec on Left, Right, Left, and I think you have done an awesome job. A lot like Amitabh Bachchan with your angry man look. Keep up the awesome work. I think you will love that.
I accept it with, you know, I mean, it's great to be compared to him, I mean, I think she should rethink on this comparison.
It's just your love, man.
She's putting so much responsibility onto my head by doing this that I hope I can carry it, yeah.
It's just that, I mean, even Amitabh Bachchan was known for its angry man look. I mean, so are you. The way you portraying your character in the serial, I mean, you have an angry man look in it. So that's quite a similarity, and it's really sweet.
Yeah, but it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I'm not even like 0.1% of Amitabh Bachchan, but yeah, only the one similarity between me and Amitabh Bachchan is
you both started.
We don't have the same initials, AB.
Okay. See, another similarity.
That's the one similarity.
Okay. Ye sab to hui pyar bhari messages. Now we will ask you questions about yourself so that your fans will know you a little better. Theek hai na? To shuru kare.
Yeah, bilkul.
Theek hai. All the girls, now don't kill me for this, all the girls are dying to know about your love life. Please tell us about your girlfriend views and love.
I wish I had time for my love life, man. I wish I could remove some time for my love life, but unfortunately, or fortunately, I am single, and I think that message would be,
That message will be cheered. I'm sure that message will be cheered by all your female fans that Arjun is single, ready to mingle.
I would have time to mingle, yeah. Seriously, man. I'm trying to take 10 days off or something.
I'm telling you, at least there were 10 messages asking me that please can you ask Arjun whether he has a love life, and please ask him to talk about his girlfriend and views on love. Okay, tell us about your views on love.
I have a girlfriend, but there are, rumors keep going here and there, and sometimes I get to hear that I'm going around with someone and I'm seeing someone. I'm like, yeah, really? I didn't know this much.
Achha, ab apna views to bataiye love pe. What is love to you?
I think love is a very pure feeling, and love can mean it comes in different forms, as in it comes as in friendship, it comes in like your mother may love you, your father loves you, your friends, and then of course you have this one particular partner who has a different kind of love for you, which is above all, because that's one thing. You love someone because you've decided you want to. Rest all are they're just there. Like, this is your mom and this is your dad.
I mean, that love is so different than the love you
when
have.
When you decide that you want to love someone, you're giving your heart, soul, everything for that person.
Uh-huh.
And which is, that's why they say love is blind. And but I honestly, I love my mom the most.
Okay, that is so sweet, mama's boy. Okay, so like, do you believe it's love at first sight, or you think, no, you have to meet that person a couple of times, that person has to be
your friend? I think love at first sight doesn't make sense, because you can't judge a person in one meeting or two meetings. You know, you need to know a person to fall in love with a person. And if you think that you fall in love, love at first sight, so like you call it love at first sight, I just think it's not being fair to yourself, you know, because you never know, you might just make a wrong choice.
Okay. Tell us the three things in your life you cannot live without.
My mom, my brother, and my work.
Okay. So you have like an elder brother or a younger one?
No, younger brother. He's 4 years younger to me. He's 3 inches taller to me. And he's a sweetheart.
So does he want to come into the acting line as well?
I don't know. He's just finishing his last year now,
TY.
Okay. And after that, he wants to do MBA and stuff. So let's see. But trust me, girls, if he comes into television, y'all are going to love him too, because he's very good looking.
Okay. Another Alec, huh?
Okay, that's a nice answer.
Okay. If you had all the powers in the world, what is one thing you can change?
If I had
all the powers.
If I had to change one thing in the world, what would I change?
Yeah.
I think everything in this world is made by God, and everything man has made is what the whole corruption and all these things, cliche things. But that would change people's way of thinking, because that would change everything. If I had to change anything, I would change the way people think, the way people perceive things, so automatically everything will be good around you.
Well, right now our members perceive you as a good actor. Please don't change that. I said,
As an actor, I feel that if you make a place in people's heart, you've achieved something as an actor. Because acting is all about emoting, and making the other person feel what you feel. So if you do that, then I think you're good.
Yeah, I mean, you've touched that chord of love amongst all your fans, or amongst all the people in the world, and they've like really accepted you well.
And they've touched me, trust me, they've touched me, because hearing these compliments, messages, the messages which you're reading out, and even on my mobile I get so many messages, and on my email I get mails about all my fans telling me about my work and how much they like me. And trust me, every time I read each one, I feel so happy, and I feel so motivated towards my work, but I feel like this thing should never end.
I know, it's really sweet. It's really sweet when people appreciate what you do.
And just like a year back, I was any other guy who would be modeling or doing ads and stuff. And just like 1 year later, there are so many people who know you, who like you. And that's one thing which is, and the whole feeling is incredible. I can't explain it, how good it feels.
I'm sure. So now when you walk down the street, there might be people coming up to you and asking you for an autograph.
That must be a wonderful feeling.
Exactly, it feels like a celebrity.
And so many times, what happens is like, I'm in a mall or something, and people are just telling me, is he Alec? And I can hear those things which they are talking to them, passing them. And they must be thinking, Alec gussa karega, ya gusse wala hoga, and stuff. And pata, iske baad jaye baat kare, autograph le, nahi le. I can see that hesitancy on their face, and it's so much fun, and I can't stop smiling when such things happen.
Well, friend, Alec is not unapproachable, he's sweet. So please go up to him and take his autograph. Okay, what is the secret behind that sweet and mischievous smile? I mean, I can hear you all smiling.
See, it's secretive, right? You don't want to know. Actually, if you've seen the show, I've hardly smiled. I don't know.
Yeah, you've smiled all along the interview, so I'm glad.
Yeah, all my interviews are like, so I think that that's the only time I get to smile, because I'm better, I cannot smile.
Okay. Okay, when is your birthday?
31st October.
I'm a Scorpion. Okay.
That's one sign. Whenever I tell anybody I'm a Scorpion, they're like, oh my god. I yet don't know why people
do. I know. Scorpion. I mean, personally, even I was like, okay.
They're such passionate people.
they're extremist, I believe. Scorpion, you know, in my opinion. If they like someone, they like that person like crazy. But if they hate someone, God forbid. I mean, it's better not to be near.
So, I don't hate anybody.
No, I'm not talking about you, but in general, like, Scorpion characters, they are those extremist kind.
I think life is too short and you shouldn't hate anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, how does it feel now to suddenly enjoy so much love, adulation and affection from people who are actually unknown to you?
Like I said, I sometimes I don't know how to react to it because it's, they like you so much and they keep telling you about it. I'm telling you, whenever everybody compliments me, I feel it as an added responsibility on my head. I mean, I should do even better because, it takes a lot of time to make an image and it just takes a second to break it. And I truly believe in that and I wish, that I keep building that image and never break it.
Okay, that is so sweet. How were you as a kid? Like, did you play a lot of pranks on others?
As a kid, I was a shaitan. So naughty. मतलब मेरे डैडी का तो मोबाइल बजते रहता था, टीचर्स के फोन आते रहते थे, बस कंप्लेंट कंप्लेंट और सिर्फ कंप्लेंट. बहुत नॉटी था मैं, होमवर्क नहीं करता था. But I was wondering about good in sports. I was always in some sport activity in school, college, whatever it is. Always. So
that was made like you popular.
That always saved me from. But I was an average student. I was always got a first class. I think that's more than enough, man.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about any prank that you've played in your childhood. Kuch aisi badmashi bataiye.
अरे बदमाशियाँ बताऊंगा, मेरे फैन के उल्टे मैसेज आना शुरू हो
जाएंगे. अरे नहीं नहीं, प्लीज सीरियसली, दैट वी रियली स्वीट. क्या ऐसी बदमाशी की थी दैट यू स्टिल रिमेम्बर एंड यू स्माइल, दैट यू नो ऐसा कुछ होता है ना मोमेंट एज इन अ चाइल्डहुड दैट ओके यू स्टिल लुक बैक.
हां, एक 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 लड़की थी मेरे स्कूल में, सुपर्णा करके, उसको ना वो कीड़े मकोड़ों से बड़ा डर लगता था. मतलब वो कॉकरोच हो या लिजर्ड हो. तो मैंने क्या किया था, देयर वाज दिस कंपनी लास्ट ईयर, सो वी हैव दिस वन डे व्हेन यू नो एवरीवन ड्रेस्ड अप इन देयर कैजुअल क्लोथ्स लाइक अ ब्लेजर एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट.
ओके.
एंड सो मैंने उस पे ना कॉकरोच फेंका था. And you should have seen that reaction which she gave when I clicked the picture of it.
Oh my god.
And I yet have that photograph with me. I yet have that photograph with me. Like, she jumped in the air, both her hands are in the air, and you should see that face which she's made, man. After that, I ran away from
her. You did a good thing by running away. That's quite a
small thing.
I'm scared of insects.
She always remembers
what
life.
Okay. So if you hadn't become the actor, then what? A lot of members also wants to know, have you taken any acting classes?
No, I haven't taken any acting classes. I mean, this is a very common question which a lot of people ask me. I don't know why they ask me this, but I know I haven't taken any acting classes at all. Not even though. Even asked anybody ki main kya karun ya kya nahi karun, whatever I've done by myself. Of course I have my own, I believe as an actor you need to have your own workshops, like you need to do things on your own, I mean, you need to be a good observer, you know, because that's how you can learn your body language, you know. When you study people, automatically a lot of things you learn. And if you see me, I believe in natural acting. You just have to be, you don't have to overdo anything.
That's true.
Like if I had to get angry in my real life, I would get angry in the same way how I get in Left, Right, Left. You know, as Alec. Because, that's how it will be convincing enough. Otherwise, you overdo something, people know that you're overacting, you know.
Yeah, because see, what I feel is in acting school, they can just teach you basic things, but as an actor, you have to...
See, I'll tell you what, either you're born as an actor or you're not.
Okay. Okay, so Alec is born as an actor.
No, I'm not... what I mean to say is that you cannot learn acting, you know. You know what I mean? You can learn how to face camera, you can learn how to take your light, you can learn all these technical things. But you can't learn how to emote, you know what I mean? Either you can emote, you can't emote.
You can't.
You know, there are some people who when they're sad, they don't cry, but they're just quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're just quiet. So, either you can emote or you, on screen. Of course, there are little bit things here and there which you can do what you don't do in your natural life, but at the same time, you should make sure that they look natural.
Exactly,
enough.
I totally agree to what you say. That is not true.
So at the end of the day, you know, people are the ones, people are going to decide whether whatever you've done is, good or bad.
That's there, but me as a people, we see something and if it's really good, we do appreciate. I mean, something that that can convey really a lot of things and that has depth to it. I mean, we do like it. So we've totally loved you. So tell me, are you getting any Bollywood offers?
I had got one and, I don't know. Let's see how things shape up in the near future.
Okay, we wish you all the best.
I keep getting calls though that there's this movie happening, But as of now, you can sense if anything is going to actually materialize. And if I do get that feeling and if I go ahead with it and if I do feel this the story and my character, if it's good enough, I will definitely pick it up.
No, but right now you're so occupied with Left, Right, Left, so do you think you'll...
No, I don't have the time actually.
Exactly, that's right.
Well, I'm shooting 25 days in a month for Left, Right, Left only. But, you never know. You can always try and remove time.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever get such an offer and if I'm ever doing something, I'll definitely know, all my fans know that I'm doing this thing.
Okay.
It won't be a secret.
Okay. Well, Arjun, we had loads of messages, but it is shortage of time. We cannot read all the messages, so please say something.
Yeah, actually, that's sort of cool.
Yeah, just one last message, and we'll just wrap up this interview. I mean, there's a very sweet message from an equally sweet girl called Priya, aka Remix Rules. She says, "Hi Arjun, I'm Priya. I think it wouldn't be fair if I say that you are doing a good job for your role of Alec, or should I say Kedi, or does Chief sound better? You have been doing an excellent job and are totally mind-blowing. The whole attitude that you have adopted for the character of Alec, caring yet hard, friendly yet reserved, I'm sure it would have been a very tough job, and to play that Tapori kind of guy so convincingly is not a piece of cake. But you do make it look like that, and I should congratulate you on this. The cameo that you did in Remix was also commendable, and you sure had my heart beating whenever I saw Vikram. I want to wish you all my good wishes for the future, and with your acting abilities, I'm sure you'll go a long way."
Thank you, Priya. God bless you, and thank you for such a lovely message that you've conveyed to me, and I always keep that in mind.
Okay, that is so sweet. Well, Alec, it was lovely to have you here, and we wish you all the very best. But, before...
Lovely lovely speaking to my fans, and I love you all, and I love the messages which you all sent, and I love the love which you all have for me, and I promise you all that I keep entertaining you all.
Okay, but before we say goodbye, you have to sing a song for all our members at India Forum. I mean, that's a request of everyone, so you have to sing a song for us.
Which song?
Any song. Come on, it's your song, so you can sing
it.
Okay,
this is an old song. I don't know if my fans will like me singing an old song, but I love this song.
Okay.
I'll sing a few lines now. Main shayan to nahi, magar hasi, jab se dekha maine tujhko, mujhko shayari aa gayi. Thank you.
Main shayar to nahi, main shayar to nahi, magar hasi, jab se dekha maine tujhko, mujhko shayari aa gayi. Main shayar to nahi, magar hasi, jab se dekha maine tujhko, mujhko shayari aa gayi. तुझको मुझको आशिकी आ गई. मैं शायर तो नहीं, दुश्मनों की तरह मैं दुश्मन तो नहीं, मैं दुश्मन तो नहीं, मगर हंसी, जब से देखा मैंने तुझको, मुझको दोस्त दिया.
Really, a very sweet song, and you've actually sung it really nice. Thank you so much, Arjun. It was total a pleasure for me to have you here. Thank you so much, and we wish you all the very best.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.